Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicorp Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicorp Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicorp.com/win.
The Burt Show.
Thought maybe if we put the symptoms out there, maybe somebody listening. We got right now is the time when a lot of nurses are headed into for their shift and stuff like that. So, yeah, you came in here and we could tell on your face like you're in pain.
I am in some serious pain right now. I don't know exactly what I'm experiencing, but this all started yesterday. So after I went to the Hawks game for the BBA for KJ and his family, I came home and I felt. Like my foot, you know how you hit your foot or something and it has like a little nag to it. Doesn't really, it's not pain, but it's just nagging. And I thought to myself, I'm at the age where I'm like, I must have did something. I don't know what I did. But then yesterday I felt it just getting worse, progressively getting worse. And then I realized if I would stay off it, by the time I got back on it, it was even worse than it was when I stopped. And so I'm limping around my house just thinking, this is something I must have tweaked it or something. It'll go away. And I went to sleep last night hoping that like a good night's rest, staying off of it, I'll be fine. And I woke up and I went to get out the bed and I tried to put pressure on it. And I like damn near failed. I had to catch myself because I was in that much pain. And so I called my dude because I know he's dealt with gout before. Like he's dealt with gout for years. And I've seen him go through situations where he like literally cannot walk and he's bedridden for days because his gout flares are that bad. And I asked him, what are the signs of gout? And he said the only difference with what I'm explaining and what he has experienced is it started with, like, his big toe, and it moved down towards the smaller toes. But for me, it's the opposite. It's like my ankle all the way to my first two toes. It's just very painful right now. I can't put any pressure on it at all.
And you don't remember tweaking it in any way, shape, or form?
No way, shape, or form. I didn't do anything. I didn't work out.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, I haven't even worked out in a week. That's how I know something's really wrong. And I thought maybe because I did a lot of walking the day of the Hawks game, maybe that was it.
No.
Can't be that. Even all of the years we've done in Disney, I've never felt this before. So I looked up gout, and it said typically you get it from either, it could be anything. It could be excessive drinking. It can be just you literally being a man. I guess it's very high in men. It could be age. It could be hereditary. So that's just a guess with me saying gout because it's the only thing I've seen other men kind of go through. But I have no idea what I'm going through right now.
So, again, you say it's from your ankle down to your, like, your big toe and the toe next to it.
Yep.
And that's where a majority of the pain is.
It's like a throbbing pain. Like, literally every time I either put pressure on my foot or if I move it too suddenly, it's a throbbing pain. And it's like an 8 out of 10 on the pain
scale.
Oh, my
God.
It's very, very painful.
Wait, so it's your two middle toes?
No, it's ankle, heel, all the way down like the outside a part of my foot
toes. The arch of your foot?
Mm-hmm. Like putting my sneakers on was so hard.
How'd you walk across the street?
I limped. I had to leave like 20 minutes early, like literally, in order to get here.
Bless you for making it here, knowing Burt's out.
Well, that's why I pulled it through. I was like, today is not the day. Today is not the day. I'm trying to tough it out.
Do we need to elevate it?
I tried that last night. I put it on two pillows, hoping that would work. Yeah, that didn't work. I tried to stay off it. That didn't work. I put it in warm water. That didn't work. Like, nothing is working. And when I asked my dude, when you do have gout flare-ups, like, what do you do? He's like, bro, it's just pain pills and a few days off of work to try to get myself together. And that's all he's ever been able to do. So I'm praying I'm not experiencing gout because I've known that to be a pattern. Like, once it starts, it'll just flare up when you eat certain things or if you have too much to drink or whatever the case. But I have no answers. I don't know what this is right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't have any calls right now. Obviously, this is something that I think somebody needs to see and, like, put pressure on and see exactly where the pain is coming from and stemming from. So, but, I mean, thank you so much for coming in. I hate that you're in so much pain.
I appreciate it.
Did you take any kind of, like, a over-the-counter pain medication this morning?
Took some Tylenol.
Okay, yeah.
typical man. I probably need a doctor.
You took something.
But I did.
I was actually prepared for you to say, nah, I didn't take anything.
I took some Tylenol and tried to walk it off.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Things got a little spooky in Jennifer Hudson's spirit tunnel on her show with Ellen Pompeo. If you've never seen this on social media, Jennifer Hudson's staff for her talk show, they do this really fun thing where they try and get the guest hype every single time with like a custom song. And for example, for Ellen Pompeo, who of course is the star of Grey's Anatomy, she came on the show. And when she came down the hallway, they did a fun little tune to a Taylor Swift song using her name.
We got Ellen, Ellen, Ellen. At the happy place. We got Ellen, Ellen, Ellen. At the happy place.
But it wasn't just a song that they used using her name. Apparently, Ellen said that she felt like this was a sign from one of her passed on loved ones. So things are getting a little with the spirit tunnel. So during the interview, when she was asked about her experience and how she felt walking down the hallway and all the staff members getting her hyped and excited to get on the show, this is what she revealed about why that specific tune meant so much to her.
Did you enjoy that spirit tunnel?
I did enjoy the spirit tunnel. And I'm going to tell you a story about the spirit tunnel. I had a friend, a very dear friend, named Fred Klein, who passed away. It's almost a year now, and it was a heartbreaker for me and my family and a lot of my friends. He worked on Grey's Anatomy. He was a background actor. He had a ringtone on his phone, and every time I would call him, his ringtone for me, it's Ellen, Ellen, it's Ellen, Ellen. And I was like, you're such an idiot. Like, why do you have that ringtone? That's so embarrassing. And the spirit tunnel, it was Freddie's ringtone. And they were saying, we love Ellen, Ellen. We love Ellen, Ellen.
Wow.
It sounded just like Freddie's ringtone.
Oh, my
God. And I was like, what is that? It just was, you know, it's the spirit tunnel for real.
It's like having a little wink or a nod from your loved one, which I thought was really cool because you think, oh, it's just this fun little gig they do, you know, for everybody. But it's almost like he was working through all of Jennifer Hudson's staff to make her feel really loved as she was walking through the spirit tunnel from him specifically.
Yeah, the fact that they call it the spirit tunnel and then a spirit from beyond comes to give you a little wink with the song.
Yes, those little winks that you know it means something more than other people think. Another thing I saw with the spirit tunnel with Jennifer Hudson is somebody is now making a mashup to show people that the amount of people that they put in the hallway for each celebrity is very different. It kind of tells you what they feel about you.
Because the one for Usher was very different from, I can't remember what actor or
I think
actress.
It was Amari Hardwick. That was the first one I saw where they was like, a lot of the people stayed at their desk. It ain't hit the same.
But when Usher came through, it was like packed like a club.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It reminds me of like when we had to go sing Happy Birthday at tables when you were working at TGI Fridays. And like some of the people would show up or you get all of the people to show up depending on the mood.
Yes.
And so,
you could feel the difference.
That's not a good look, man. Uh-uh. That shouldn't be like that should be like mandatory. Like if you're going to do that, then you have to like pull the same energy for everybody.
Maybe it was a day some people called out and just went down that way. I don't know.
Well, another thing I wanted to talk about from this interview, because I feel like everything just sort of tied together, because of course the song that they did the tune to was a Taylor Swift song, We Are Never Getting Back Together. But Ellen Pompeo actually got some, actually worked with Taylor Swift on a music video years and years and years back for a song called Bad Blood off her 1989 album. And this is how rich Taylor Swift is. Ellen Pompeo asked her to write a check for a charity, and she did it immediately.
10 years ago, you were in a Taylor Swift video?
I was, yes.
I mean, come on!
Actually, I forgot about Taylor, so that's true. I do get a lot of points for that. I've been, yes, that got me so much mileage.
Yes.
Honestly, with both of them, with both of the girls for a stretch. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
And Taylor is such a good girl, and I didn't know her, and she invited me to be in the video, and I thought, oh, that'll be fun. And I went and did the video. It was, honestly, it was the easiest thing. It was like an hour or two. And at the time, Chris and I were, we do a lot of volunteering for Children's Hospital Los Angeles here.
Uh-huh.
And thank you. They have an amazing program at Children's where they make music for the babies in the NICU.
Aww.
And for the parents who have to go to work all day and they can't be with the kids, they record their voices singing nursery rhymes. Aww. Or telling them stories. And they play it for the babies in the day when the parents can't be there.
That is
and it
beautiful.
Really, like, the babies respond to yeah. it, and it increases their outcomes, makes their outcomes more positive. And it's a really nice program, but they need money to run it.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, got up the chutzpah and asked Taylor, could you write me a big old check for children?
Wow.
And she honestly, she knew me all but 20 minutes, and that girl wrote me the biggest check without blinking an eye.
Imagine getting to have that kind of money.
Right.
Like, all I'm hearing is that we need to get Taylor Swift in studio for Bert's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Taylor, have you heard of BBA? All right, one of Val Kilmer's former co-stars says he bought him a burial plot in a cemetery. I'll explain why it has everything to do with the movie they worked on together on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
I was pretty sure she busted this guy lying about who he was related to. We're going to get to that story here in just a second. But a question for you, Mo, and a question for you, Abby. If a doctor told you, if you sleep with a stuffed animal, you're going to get the best sleep of your life, would you start sleeping with a stuffed animal?
When you say sleeping with...
Stop. It's 6:22 a.m. The sun ain't even out yet, Mo.
We gotta be clear.
literal sleeping. Like, you have your stuffy or uh-huh. your lovey, and you are cuddled up with it and holding on to it and soundly sleeping. Catching some Z's, baby.
Getting the best sleep of my life.
Yep.
1,000% I would do it.
You would do it?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's cheaper than, you know, NyQuil PM, so.
Well, so
probably a little healthier for you, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, CNN interviewed a bunch of medical experts who think more adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals. So Dr. Jade Wu, a sleep psychologist and founder of Thrive Sleep Clinic in Durham, North Carolina, she said, I wonder if people are seeking more comfort in the face of uncertainty. And for people living on their own, it could be nice to have something to cuddle with at night. She said there's nothing wrong with having a stuffed animal as an adult or using one to sleep better. In fact, there's a lot of positives to it. And then one expert said it's a lot better than relying on sleeping pills or a glass of wine before bed.
I see nothing wrong with it. If it works, it works.
A lot of people have claimed that pregnancy pillows help them sleep better, even if they're not pregnant. And I've definitely thought about it. But then I'm like, is that sad? Because it's supposed to sort of mimic the feeling of, like, cuddling with somebody.
It does. And that's what they're saying, too, because, like, I guess... from a biological standpoint, like back in the day, everybody kind of slept together and it was a communal sleeping for like protection and warmth and stuff like that. So you kind of still have that in your brain. So you feel safer when you have someone or something with you. So I
would feel less sad with the pregnancy pillow than I would with like a big teddy bear.
That's what you would get if you were getting a stuffed animal?
You're going to get like a Mickey Mouse? I didn't think this one through.
I think you should.
I was going to ask, all right, now you're sleeping with the stuffed animal. What's your stuffed animal?
Tiger?
I
need something manly.
Okay.
Well, I'm sleeping with a stuffed animal. Can't give up my masculinity.
Yeah, I got to keep a little piece of it.
I need something large enough that I can like wrap my leg around it because I feel like that would be kind of like pregnancy pillow-esque. So I'm going to go with a dolphin, something with like a long noodle shape.
Okay.
That would
okay.
be like long and kind of, you know.
Jimmy's been sleeping with a hammerhead.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. Love that yeah. for Jimmy.
I know. Yeah. So horsey's the the staple for Kurt, for of course, because you know that's his levy ever since he was teeny teeny tiny. But
do you think Horsey's getting a little jealous of Hammerhead?
It's funny. I'm jealous on behalf of Horsey. So what had happened was last night he said he didn't want Horsey. He only wanted to sleep with Hammerhead.
And I was like,
you can't do that to Horsey.
You're cheating on Horsey.
But here's what happens. And I know this. So he wanted me to take Horsey downstairs after he was done sleeping. He wanted me to take Horsey downstairs after we were done with the bedtime routine and I put him down. And so I was tucking him in and I put a pull-up on the Hammerhead as a joke, and now he thinks it's hilarious. So he wears a pull-up, Hammerhead wears a pull-up, and then I tuck them both in, right? But I can't cover up Hammerhead's head, and so that everything's got to be just right. And I'm about to walk out, and he's like, Mama, I think I do want Horsey. That's what I thought, kid. That's what I thought.
It's the negatives of your son sleeping with multiple people, Crystal.
It starts early.
I hate you for planting that seed in my head. All right, so tell me about this date and this guy who was trying to name drop, but you're like, there's no way he's related to this person.
Oh my God, this wasn't even a date. This was just some dude I ran into at a bar. So I was out on Saturday. I was at my normal stomping grounds. I was out at the Beltline. And it had gotten to that point of the night where, you know, you start to feel a little loopy from the beverages you're consuming. And after, you know, a couple of glasses of wine or two, I definitely get a little chatty. I do not like to stand in the corner and look around and be like, is anybody going to come up to us? You think anyone's going to come up and say hi to us? Like, I like to just be that person that will infiltrate the group and start making conversation. So I see this group of guys sitting by the fireplace in one of the back parts of this bar that we were at. And I grab my friends. I was like, let's go talk to these guys. Like, they look somewhat normal. They don't look like they're going to harm us in any way. They look like normal, chill-looking dudes. So we sit down and we start chatting with them. And the guy that was sitting next to me that just took an interest in talking to me and getting to know me, he started talking like how rich people talk when they don't realize they're talking how rich people talk. They start to say things like, oh, you know, I'm from all over. Oh, you know, we were really comfortable when we grew up. Oh, yeah, my dad, he had to fly out to L.A. every now and again when we were growing up. And finally, drunk me looks at him and goes, Is your dad famous? Are you from a famous family? This sounds exactly like the kind of thing a rich and famous person would say. I'm like, tell me you went to a boarding school in Connecticut without telling me you went to a boarding school in Connecticut. And he was like, yeah, that's exactly where I grew up. But he said, you know, it's funny that you say that my dad is famous because my dad, that was like one of the reasons that my dad and my mom had problems growing up is that my dad was a part of this really big band growing up and she made him quit the band because she was the breadwinner and he was gone all the time. And, you know, he didn't need to be a part of it anymore to bring him more money. And he was just putting a big strain on the family. And I go, oh my God, is your dad like a part of Kiss or something? Are you a Simmons? And he goes, no, my dad is blank blank from the band Sugar Ray. And I go, that's niche. Like, that's with, oddly specific.
With Mark McGrath?
Yes. The Sugar Ray. And yes. I'm looking at him, and I kind of do that head tilt, and I'm squinting my eyes, and I'm like, I feel like you're lying to me.
Well, to be fair, I mean, those bands, like, the only one I can name from Sugar Ray is Mark McGrath. So, I mean, maybe he was, like, the bass player or the drummer or something like that, because I couldn't begin to name another person in the band Sugar Ray.
Is that why he picked the band? Because he knew nobody would be able to figure it out.
Well, that's my question. I'm like, why do I feel like this is so oddly specific that this, you wouldn't just make this up, so it makes it feels more believable. Totally. So I'm like, pull up your dad. I want to see receipts because I don't like to be bamboozled while I'm two glasses of wine deep. So he pulls up his dad and he goes, this is him. It's X, Y, and Z from the band Sugar Ray. And I'm like, okay, he looks like a famous person, like a famous bass player or something, but let's see what the Wikipedia article says. So I pull up Wikipedia, and of course, it lists out anybody who has ever been associated with the band Sugar Ray. It's Rodney Shepherd, Mark McGrath, Dean Butterworth, and Christian Attard. And then there's a bunch of other past members. And the man's is not on the list. And so I'm like, why? I literally look at him, why? Why would you lie about this? This is such a weird thing to lie about. And he was dying on the hill that his dad was a part of Sugar Ray.
I wonder if there's no way he's never done that research. And maybe you just exposed his dad's lie.
Oh, I ain't see that.
Did I bring up a a family of painted cars?
That man been looking up to his father over this for his whole life, and you stole it from him.
He's like, I've met famous people before, and I was like, pull up one. He pulls up this photo with Stevie Wonder. I'm like, my guy, that's not Stevie Wonder.
It wasn't Stevie?
It wasn't Stevie. Wow. It was a generic black man with glasses.
Oh, come on, man. anybody like, Stevie?
I was like, you've been bamboozled your whole life, and I just exposed you in the back of this bar. You poor guy.
The Burt Show.
She was certain her neighbor stole her cat. We actually helped her confirm the truth, but what happened afterwards? So we call it Follow-Up Thursday. We have storylines on The Burt Show that we got to catch up on and see what had happened. So this happened, gosh, this was December of last year. Rachel rescued a feral cat named Charlotte last summer, turning her into an indoor-outdoor pet. She got Charlotte a collar with her contact info, documented their relationship on social media. It was very clear that Charlotte was now her cat. Now, Charlotte went missing, so Rachel posted in her neighborhood Facebook page, as one does, and a neighbor reported seeing Charlotte in, quote-unquote, Karen's window, and she described her as a problematic neighbor who lived a couple doors down. Karen denied having the cat when confronted directly by Rachel. So we helped Rachel entrap Karen with a fake promotional email offering her free pet food. I forgot about this. That was actually kind of genius on our part. Karen took the bait, confirmed she had a cat named Charlotte. With solid proof, we encouraged Rachel to go get her cat back. So, Mo, did she get her cat back?
Hey, Burt Show. The moment your brilliant Karen trap confirmed my worst fears, I knew it was time for the confrontation of the century. Armed with nothing but screenshot evidence, I stormed to Karen's fortress of feline imprisonment. When she opened the door, I swear time stood still. There I was, evidence in hand, heart pounding in my chest as I revealed her deception. She tried to stammer out some ridiculous excuse about a different Charlotte, when suddenly my precious baby heard my voice and started meowing like crazy from inside. Aww. The walls of Karen's deception crumbled. She disappeared into her house for what felt like an eternity before reluctantly returning with my beloved Charlotte. She launched herself into my arms. I'm not ashamed to admit tears were streaming down my face as we were finally reunited.
I bet.
After returning home, I posted about the entire saga on our neighborhood Facebook group. Everyone started tagging her in cat memes and calling her the Karen Catnapper. Soon after, she removed herself from the group. Thank y'all so much for your help. Charlotte sends purrs of appreciation. Rachel. P.S. I've upgraded Charlotte's collar with a GPS tracker. If Karen or anyone else tries this nonsense again, I'll be at their door before the cat hair settles.
It's a win for cat moms everywhere.
Yes,
I'm so happy for Rachel.
Yeah, and Charlotte is back where she rightfully belongs. All right, so have you guys done the new Apple update, the iOS 18.4? I didn't even realize that's how far we are with the updates.
I'm always slow with the updates because I feel like my phone never works the same after, so I haven't.
No, same. Have you?
No, I'll have it in a couple of years.
So
catch me in 2026.
So apparently with this latest update, Apple has added 8 new emojis.
Okay.
So when you do the update, you're going to get a harp, a shovel, a fingerprint, a tree. There's a random British Isles flag, a radish.
Oh, thank God.
I was waiting on the radish.
The radish has been a long time coming.
So random.
It makes no sense to me. Like, I was looking the other day, like, they have a penguin head, but they don't have, like, an actual, like, the penguin animal.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how is it we have all this other crap? I just want the actual penguin animal. Like, just give me the penguin.
That makes sense.
But there is one emoji in particular that they are betting is going to be the most used emoji for the rest of the year. It's the exhausted face.
Oh, in 2025?
Oh, yeah.
It's the like a face emoji, and it features dark under eye bags and like furrowed brows and just like an exasperated expression. So they have added the exhausted emoji face.
Apple understood the assignment.
They got that makes up for the radish, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
All is well in the world.
But it makes me wonder. So that one makes total sense. Would 10 out of 10 use, right? But it's like, who on the Apple staff said, we need a radish?
Someone had to pitch that to their boss,
right?
There's a board meeting with a bunch of big wigs in Silicon Valley being like, you know what? What should we add for 2025? We have exhausted, check. A shovel, check. Mm-hmm. A harp, check. Radishes.
You had to say it with confidence, too. Feeling like people were actually going
to
listen.
And you probably had to give reasons why they needed to invest money and time and resources and graphic design into a radish.
I don't think I've ever even texted the word radish in my life.
Yeah, probably not.
The Burt Show.
All right, so intern Sadie, be careful who you date in Atlanta. So this was one of your relatives that was going on a date. You guys did some digging and found out some scandalous stuff.
Yeah, there's some tea on ATL Hinge, apparently. But one of my relatives is recently divorced, on Hinge, out meeting people. And she had matched with this guy. They had gone on one date. Apparently, it went well. And she called us last weekend and was saying, you know, we're headed out for another date. And she's kind of telling us about him. And the first red flag should have been when she said that he wanted to send her flowers to her house.
Okay.
And she was like, you know, that's really sweet, but I'm not comfortable giving you my address, which, like, he could have just brought them. There are other options. And instead of taking that as it is, she gets a text from him and it's a screenshot of the house across the street from where she used to live.
He Google Mapsed her?
He somehow Google Mapsed her like her old address, screenshots it, sends it to her, and is like, ha ha, funny.
No.
Yeah.
Ha ha, scary murderer.
No, hi ha, psychotic.
So he was just trying to Google, like, so he was going to do his own, if she wasn't going to give up her home address, he was like, surely it's on the internet somewhere.
Right.
But found a previous address. And then screenshots the neighbor's house as a joke?
Yeah. And the thing is, that's where her ex-husband lives. So if he sent the flowers there, that would have been very ha-ha funny, actually. But so he sends that. And my mom and I are on the phone with her like, dude, this is not normal.
No.
But she thinks, oh, it's so sweet. He's going to send me flowers.
She actually found it romantic?
Somehow. Bless her heart.
No.
You know,
oh, man,
bless
the bar
her heart.
Low.
Okay, is this her first date post-divorce?
No.
Okay, all right. Just, I wanted to double check because I know you find yourself in a place after divorce, but it's been a minute she's gone on. So this isn't like her dipping her toe back into the dating pool.
No, this is not her first rodeo.
Okay.
Is this guy like a catch? Is he kind of a silver fox, very handsome? No, you're shaking your head.
Mm-mm.
No, because I was about to say, I'm like, women will make excuses if a guy is like a 7 or above. Like, oh, thank God he's cute. He, you know, he wants to send me flowers. There's nothing wrong with him sending me flowers, but if he's a little, you know. Maybe not.
Yeah. So
there's a fine line between chivalrous and creepy, and it all has to do with attractiveness.
100%.
Yeah.
It was. Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Hey, save that, by the way. 50 Shades of Grey would have been a horror film if he hadn't been a rich billionaire.
Well, and apparently this guy is. Like, she claims he's loaded. Awesome.
Oh, that's why it's sweet.
Yeah, maybe. That might contribute. But she starts telling my mom and I a little bit more about him. And what he had told her about his kids and his, like, life and stuff. And I'm looking at my mom, scratching my head, like, this sounds really familiar. And he was pretty local to where my mom was a teacher, so she knew a lot of people in the community. And he was pretty local to where we grew up. And I'm just like, God, this sounds really familiar. So I start texting my friend. And turns out this dude was my childhood friend's dad. And
what
he
are
had,
the odds?
I know. Small world. He had cheated on her mother. They caught him. They put an air tag on his car and tracked him around. And he was supposed to be going to Starbucks to work every day. And he was going to some girl's house. And
so not only is he cheating on her, but he doesn't even have a job. He's lying about his job.
I don't know if he works, but he doesn't work at Starbucks.
Okay.
So whether that's a barista or on a table, but they caught him. He tried to make it a huge thing, blew it up, tried to pretty much rip the family apart. The kids don't talk to him anymore. And we call my aunt to tell her this information, but it's a little too late. And she's already on the date with him.
No.
She was on the date with him. So my mom's on the phone going, I need you to be calm, like step away, just pretend something's going on with the family. So she kind of backs up and is like, okay, what's going on with mom? Wink, wink. Like, tell me what's going on. And we give her all the info. We're like, don't get in the car with him because they were going to go to a winery. Like, she was going to get in his car and they were going to carpool. And my mom's like, don't get in the car with him. Just like play it cool and dip. So my aunt goes to the freaking winery.
She got in the car with him and she still went even after hearing all that?
She drove herself. But she did continue. They went from location one to location two, which you would think after hearing all that information, you would call it quits. No, Not my relatives.
She ain't a quitter.
Full send. Do it for the plot.
Okay, need to win it.
Yeah, but I mean, they ended up going, and you know, knowing her, she would try and call him out. So we're like, please don't do it. Like, you don't know how he's going to react if you drop this bomb, like this giant bomb that we just gave you on him. So she starts questioning him about it, and this man comes clean, but he's bawling at the winery while he's coming clean.
Oh. I would have got the ick right then and there.
That's,
I'm leaving.
That's when the ick would have kicked in?
Not the
God forbid a man show emotion.
See? We just talked about this yesterday.
He was vulnerable for two. It's not the fact that he cheated on his wife and he broke up the family and he's lying about everything.
No problem.
He cried in front of me.
You
in public?
Go.
At a winery?
Please tell us she's not seeing him anymore.
She claims she's not, but I will keep y'all posted because that means absolutely nothing in our family.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Big time celebrity, big time comedian gave Burt's Big Adventure a little love on her podcast the other day.
Really?
Yes. So Heather McMahon, who if you are not familiar with, she's friggin' hilarious. Here's just so you can get a taste of what she's like. And I adore her for her just being unapologetically her. She's vulnerable. She's hilarious. Here's the trailer for her Netflix special, Breadwinner, that came out last year.
I recently became the breadwinner of my family.
Where are my women making money at? Brah, 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 brah.
My husband has always been a feminist. Like, he's always supported me, but it's been really funny since I really started making money. He's just become like an over-the-top feminist where I'm like, pump the brakes. Babe, did you know that women only make 70 cents to the dollar that every man makes? This is bullshit. As a cis white man, I have had a seat at this table of the patriarchy for far too long. I am gonna get up from that table of opportunity. I am gonna push in my chair, and I'm gonna go play golf. Have fun on the road, toots! Women do not want to nag you about the golf. We don't want to You know, you hear the guys be like, but I'm playing with the boys on Saturday morning. My wife's gonna be a the rest of the day. The reason we get so upset about golf is because it takes 9 hours. And if your hobby takes 9 hours, that is no longer a hobby, that is a full-time job, and you better come home with dental insurance, a 401k, and a paycheck. Some guys ask me, like, oh, Heather, okay, you know about golf, well, what's your handicap? 36 double D, mother.
So she's freaking hilarious, and she was so kind to donate an experience with her for our auction for the Avalon Noon Tonight fashion show. So we do this every September to raise money for Burt's Big Adventure. That's our nonprofit. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And one of our Burt's Big Adventure staff members, Amber, hit up Tommy and I and hit up Burt and said, y'all may recall that Heather McMahon generously donated her time and Storico Fresco donated their chef's table dinner and wine pairings for the auction at Noon Tonight last fall. One of my dear friends won the item and we attended the dinner on Monday. Seriously, best money I've ever spent. Heather was a dream and gave a little shout out to Burt's Big Adventure on her podcast today. So here is Heather McMahon from her Absolutely Not podcast.
Had a great dinner with some gals last night at Storico Fresco. It was really awesome. We did a charity event through Burt's Big Adventure, which is an incredible organization here in Atlanta, where they send kids to Disney World. You know, kids that might have medical issues, kids that have diseases, and just, kids who deserve to go to Disney World get to go to Disney World through Bert's Big Adventure. And I do a lot of these charity dinners because I love to be able to connect one-on-one with folks. And so we did a dinner at Storico Fresco last night with six of the coolest gals ever. We had a great time. The girls were fantastic. So I want to give a big shout out to Bert's Big Adventure.
Look at that. That's awesome.
I love that so
much. Shout out to her.
I know. So Heather McMahon, we're returning the favor. Granted, our reach isn't as big as yours, but it's trying. All right, Jackson, you got some hypotheticals for us this morning.
Yes, I do. I've come on here before and asked you some of these before, if you know anything about me. I love a good would you rather. I love a good hypothetical. I like getting the old brain going. These are like kind of my go-tos that I, when I'm asking people, when I like, you know, and meeting you for the first time, it's a good way to kind of get into the psyche of how a person thinks.
Oh my God, if I am meeting you for the first time, and you throw a hypothetical at me, I'm going to look you in the eye. I'm going to turn around and walk away because I want nothing to do. I'm going home.
That's it for sure.
Right? Here's a little. Hey, you want to break the ice?
The only hypothetical in that situation is if I'm staying in this conversation.
I think I'd rather leave. I don't know if I want to do this one anymore.
It's not your first date with us. It's all good.
That's true. We know each other a little bit more.
All right, what dorky icebreakers you got for us?
All right. Here's the first one. These are all usually like money centric, which kind of makes sense because that's how you incentivize anyone to do anything these days.
True.
You are offered $1 million and you have to take a 1 hour fourth grade math test. Okay. If you score a 95% or better, you get the $1 million. If you fail, you die.
Damn.
What the heck? What in the Squid Games is this?
Right? Death?
Death.
I'm not taking the test.
Fourth grade math.
You know, you have to know your strengths, but you better know your weaknesses better.
He's fourth grade. Now, I still remember, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Give me the test.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
Why does please excuse my dear Aunt Sally?
That's the order of operations in math. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
How about that?
And also known as PEMDAS.
Thank you, Abby, for that insight.
I don't think you should take the test, no, Abby. Send this one out.
That's what we call it, PEMDAS.
I've never heard that.
PEMDAS.
No, I called them that too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So mine is old.
We wanted nothing to do with Sally.
All right. Are you taking it or not?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it.
I don't know. I've been excusing Sally for too long.
All right. You have a bowl of 1,000 grapes. One is poison. Each grape that you eat is $100,000. How many grapes are you eating?
Is it poison that's just going to make me poop myself?
Or no,
is it
it's death.
I'm not.
Why is death the only alternative?
You all right?
No.
I'm not.
Why can't it just be like you get a really difficult disease for a year or something? Why do I have to cease to exist?
No. That's the hard part is how many grapes are you going to eat?
Okay, no, I'm not eating any grapes.
One out of 1,000.
Not doing it.
Really?
You say how much is one?
$100,000.
I do feel like we are playing Squid Games right now.
I think I'm taking a handful and just going.
Yeah, I'm eat about 3 grapes.
3.
I'm gonna get one and I'm gonna buy myself a house and then I'm gonna leave all you suckers to die. I'm out of here.
I was gonna say like 40.
Are you 40? Wilding,
bro? Nah, that 4%. One for being at 40.
That's 4%. Crazy.
I just don't trust myself that much. That my luck has never been that good.
I guess that's fair.
And I'm wondering too is like if you have a like if you end up having a kid. You're gonna play a little more cautiously than if you don't have a kid.
True. I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You have your life to lose.
You got your girl.
Oh yeah.
You got your family.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother is so mad if she's listening to this right now.
I'm taking down 50 of those graves.
You're gonna eat 999 of them.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Give us one more.
All right, last one. You make $100 for every lie that you tell that nobody calls you out on, but this is the only way that you can ever make money from now on. Are you taking that?
What?
So it's basically like if you tell 10 lies a day that you get away with, you're basically making $1,000 a day. Pretty good money. And that is the only way that you can ever make money from that year on out.
That's such a bad lie.
Living offline.
Living offline.
I did that in my last relationship.
Hey.
The Burt Show.
Buzz on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We lost Hollywood icon Val Kilmer this week, which of course is, you know, a total loss to the industry. But it's coming out that one of his co-stars actually purchased him a pretty dark gift after filming one of their movies together. So this all has to do with Kurt Russell and him exchanging gifts after filming Tombstone, which I know is a really big, is a movie that you really love, Kristen.
Yeah, it's one of, I mean, it's a Western, and that's typically not my jam, but it's just so well done, and it's stacked, and yeah, I know, Mo, you said you haven't seen it. You need to add it. It came out like in the 90s. You need to add it to your list, because it's just, it's one of those things that there's actually emotion in it as well, like these male friendships, like you would never expect. And so it's a great movie.
My grandmother heard the show yesterday when you said that, and she texted me and was like, yes, she's right. Yep. You do need to watch it.
I got grandma's still approval.
You did.
It is. It's really good.
So Kurt Russell, who starred alongside him in this movie, said that he gave Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona, which is a very famous resting place for several famous old Western figures. But it's obviously very eerie coming out now since Val has obviously passed away, and it's kind of spooky news in a way. But
that was when they wrapped the filming of Tombstone?
After they filmed it.
Dude, that was back in the 90s.
But I mean, is that where he's going to get, do you take Kurt Russell's burial plot? Like, is that where you end up having your final resting place, is this gift that you have after you film a movie?
It is a very morose gift.
Uh-huh.
But considering if you watch the film and you know the story about the film, that it makes total sense. And I'm assuming since he gave, they have a very unique relationship and friendship. So, and I'm sure Val Kilmer took it, you know, like all in good fun or whatever. But I guess his will, I mean, we will see with the will if that's where he mm-hmm. wants his final resting place to be.
So Val ended up giving Kurt a plot of land that overlooks the cemetery. And Kurt said that Doc Holliday, which was Val's character in the film, Doc Holliday was all about death, but Wyatt, which was Kurt's character, but Wyatt was all about life. I guess that pretty much says it all. These two gifts kind of wrap that up perfectly.
Wow.
Okay, are you watching The White Lotus? Is anybody
yes.
here watching The White Lotus?
I'm not.
Okay, so I what I've heard about the plot this year is that it is kind of unhinged.
It is messed up. It is not just unhinged. It is messed up. So first season in Hawaii, loved it. Second season in Italy, loved it. This third season based in Thailand, I feel like they took every drug imaginable and wrote this script, because it is just so messed up on every level. But I'm still watching it because it's a classic whodunit.
Uh-huh.
Like something goes down. Somebody did something. You don't even know yet who got it or who did it. And now you're invested in these characters, and I have to see it through to figure out what the frig happens.
When you find out how creator Mike White actually came up with this season's plot, it might make a lot more sense. So Mike said that he hallucinated the entire third season of The White Lotus. He said that he was scouting locations in Thailand mm-hmm. when he ended up in the hospital with bronchitis. He says, and I quote, "They put me on a nebulizer. It was like I'd smoked crack. Not that I've smoked crack. For 2 days, I did not sleep. I was just lying in a hospital bed trying to think about what the show was, and it came to me." And then producer David Bernad adds, "I saw Mike the next morning, and he told me what he'd hallucinated. That's basically what we shot." That's wild.
Wow, that is wild.
That makes so much sense.
It's all starting to come together.
There are some scenes that will, like, you can't erase from your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And then there's conversations where you're just kind of, I was dumbfounded. And there's just some stuff that it's like, how is this pushing the plot forward? Because I know Bert had talked about one scene in particular. And I'm like, I'm waiting for it to play out, because there's character development, there's story development. So you may not understand it now, but it could make all sense in a later episode. I'm still waiting for it to make sense.
So would you recommend it?
Oddly, yes.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I would. There's so many storylines from all these people staying at this resort in Thailand. It's just, yes, I would recommend it, but I'm giving you a heads up now. It's real, real messed up.
Okay.
All right, TikTok will be banned in the U.S. again in a couple of days unless they sell the app to this American company. I'll explain on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit Epicor.com/win.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save.